Hey everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. How are you doing? Good. I wanted to try that out because I saw someone do it on TikTok and I thought, oh, that's like a really sweet way to like start an episode. So they started a bidding over for me to start an episode, you know. So today's episode is going to be a bit of a stream of consciousness for me. I just got back from a walk. I was out, so I had to walk home. So if I sound out of breath, it's just sponsored by asthma. And I have my iced coffee with me, which hopefully you just heard the ice. It's kind of melty now because I got it like half an hour ago. So today's episode, I wanted it to be a bit of a just like stream of consciousness to talk about some reflections that I had from when I listened to a podcast. The podcast episode is a brand new episode of Call Her Daddy. Call Her Daddy is a very popular podcast. If you've never heard of it, the host, she always has celebrities and other kind of well-known people on, and they talk about like big events in their life. They talk about like their kind of life story, and it's honestly really, really good. Some of the stuff is kind of like problematic and it's a little bit male gazy, especially in the past. It's like a little bit less now, but if you've never listened to Call Her Daddy, it's a really good podcast. The episode today was with Brittany Snow, who is an actress, and I've always loved Brittany Snow. I've always really loved her films, so it was really fun to listen to this episode because I just think she's awesome. And in the episode, she was talking about her new film, and this film was called Parachute, and she was talking about the idea behind it. And basically, it's something like an eating disorder or any other type of, you could call it like, I would call it like a maladaptive behavior, which means that it's something that's like something that starts from a place of you wanting to take care of yourself, but it turns into you not caring for yourself. So she doesn't call it that, but she calls it, I think they use the words like addictive behaviors or something. So they liken something like eating disorder behaviors to things like alcohol or drug use, or they even like talk about how it could even be something like gossiping or social media use, like basically anything that takes you away from connection to yourself, which I thought was really, really cool. Because as you know, if you've been around in this podcast for a while, I've always said that if you've been around in this podcast for a while, you know that I've always said that the kind of root cause of disordered eating is probably disconnection from yourself, like a need to disconnect, and it kind of pushes you further into disconnection. So they speak about that in the podcast, and I thought that was really awesome because I do feel like and they speak about this in the pod as well. I'm really promoting this podcast. I swear I'm not sponsored by Call Her Daddy. I wish, because it's like the most listened to podcast by like women in the world. So that would be really handy for me, but I swear I'm not. So they speak about this in the pod, podcast episode. And they speak about the idea that, especially in like Hollywood, it's kind of said, like it's kind of joked about like eating disorders are like a way to be thin, and they're almost like self-indulgent, or you're almost kind of like doing it in service of like looking a certain way. And while like that is like partly a truth, it's also like a lot deeper than that. It's not really about your body, it's not really about food, it's really a coping mechanism for something else, which obviously, you know, you and I and all the listeners to this pod know. But I just think it's like really cool to be named, especially on like such a big podcast, because I meet so many people who, even people who have like struggled with disordered eating, they almost really get caught up in, this is about changing my body, this is about food. But actually, of course, we know that below the surface is, you know, looking for something else, or not looking for something else, right? A way to numb, or a way to please people, a way to kind of focus on something else, right? And I thought this was a really cool conversation, so please do listen to it, because it was actually just really fun to listen to like people who don't usually talk about eating disorders in this way talk about it. So do listen to it if you have the scope. From around 10 minutes into the episode, that's when they start talking about it. Before that is more like Brittany Murphy's career and things. Oh, sorry, not Brittany Murphy. RIP to Brittany Murphy. I love her. Brittany Snow. More about her life and things and the films she's been in and stuff before that. And so it also got me thinking, and I'm not trying to throw shade or be like, I think they're wrong or anything. But one thing that I see professionals in the ED, like mental health space, is they always ask the question, like, what is the difference between disordered eating and eating disorders? And this podcast episode got me thinking about that, because they make it really clear in the episode that, like, disordered behaviors, they don't even really need to be like a classified disorder to be used for something. And whenever I'm asked this question, when I do like podcast interviews, or maybe I do like, often when you're like a professional in a space, journalists and like newspapers and magazines and things will get in touch with you, and they'll be like asking you questions so they can quote you. And so one thing I'm always asked is, oh, what's the difference between disordered eating and a full-blown eating disorder? And obviously, like, I know the difference in like a black and white term. You know, I know the difference is, one is very like impactful on your life. One requires like a lot of support and, you know, potentially like medical monitoring and really kind of like full-blown help to get better. And then obviously eating disorders are classified in a manual for mental health conditions, and it's, you know, diagnosed by usually a psychiatrist or a clinical psychologist. So like, I know the difference, you know, and I think like the difference is maybe important, but I think a lot of the time, like, the conversations about disordered eating go into the realm of like, so people are really, really into making things black and white, which is really funny because eating disorders in themselves are like very black and white in nature. And so I almost feel that almost like a way to further disconnect from the behaviors and the way it's impacting you is almost done by like professionals, and obviously like a very well-intentioned way. I often just think that these questions, like, what's the difference between them? When does disordered eating become an eating disorder? You know, all these kind of, I would almost call them like, they're almost like really quick ways to produce content. If you're not into like content creation, or if you're not someone who thinks about this, I think about it a lot because a big part of my job is obviously producing content, and I don't really think about it like as content per se. Like, this episode is content, you know, but I don't really see it that way. But I think something like I imagine like an Instagram post, right, like split down the middle, disordered eating versus an eating disorder, and I just think it is so invalidating to people, because one, you might never be diagnosed with an eating disorder just because, for many reasons. And two, I think it's almost put in such, I don't know, like, it kind of gives me like the heebie-jeebies almost. Like, it almost gives me a bad feeling of, oh, like, all disordered behaviors are valid and something that someone is going through. So why are we so set on like putting things into classifications? That's what I think anyway. I obviously know there's like more to it. So like for funding and research and people's medical records and things, like maybe diagnosis is like helpful. But when I was listening to that podcast, I was thinking about how like we know that disordered eating is so rife. You know, like, just having a sip of my drink. We know that like disordered eating is so rife, and there's no like set research because I guess like it's not, we don't really need like a number, like we can see it, especially if you're like a professional or someone with disordered eating, like you can just see it in people. But research has found that maybe around 75% of women have some level of disordered eating. And this also leads me on to thinking about how disordered eating is, like I use the term disordered eating, but people really often view dieting as disordered eating. And I definitely do too. Like disordered eating is anything that puts you into the mindset of like thinking a lot about food, body, exercise, your worth linked to how you look. Like that's a kind of disordered eating is like an umbrella term. But what I always see, and this is what they were talking about in the podcast, but not in these words. They didn't really mention this in detail, but they spoke about how in Hollywood, or let's say anything that has like an image focused lens, so that could even just be like you in your real life, like wanting to look a certain way, like anything that's image focused, something like disordered eating seems like a really big word for that. When actually it is disordered eating, and something like dieting doesn't really align with people that much, because some people's disordered eating began from dieting, and some people's began from literally just kind of like sliding in to disorder, you know. So I'll use myself as an example, but you guys know I don't like to talk about myself too much, so I'll use me as an example, but I'm going to keep it brief. So, like, when I kind of slid into disordered eating, and this was like, how old am I now? Oh god, this was like 20 years ago, which is crazy, 20 years, because I was very young. I'm almost 28 now. Like, when I was 8 years old, I wasn't dieting. Like, dieting to me anyway, you can totally disagree, but dieting to me is like counting calories and using like an app or adding up how many calories you're eating. You know, big trigger warning, but like when I was 8, I just kind of like stopped eating meals basically, right? Like so I don't really class that as dieting, and I'm not going to go too much into me, but you know, I think about my clients, and like many of them, they kind of start in the same way. Like they kind of decide one day, not really like a conscious decision, but like, yes, almost a conscious decision. Like, okay, I'm just not going to like eat my lunch, or I'm not going to eat dinner because whatever, right? Loads of reasons. It doesn't really often start as a diet, but sometimes it can. You know, some people, maybe when they're, ages doesn't really matter, but let's say when they're 14, let's pretend, let's say they're, one of their parents is on a diet, and they maybe hop along with them and also eat on that diet too, and it's like, oh, we're losing weight together, we're being mindful of what we're eating, we're calorie counting, maybe they go on more walks together. All of these things, like, yes, are disordered eating, and they're also like dieting behaviors. But I don't know, like, I'm always really thinking about the difference between what we class as dieting and what we class as disordered eating, because really disordered eating is an umbrella term. Dieting fits somewhere under that. And also, dieting doesn't align with everyone. So, like, does it align with you? Like, the term dieting? Like, would you say that your disordered eating began with dieting, or did it begin with something else? So I always think about that, because I think if you're... So there is a reason that disordered eating becomes... No, there is a reason that people will start, like, a diet behavior and slide into disordered eating. Usually it's because, like, almost like a part of the brain is almost becomes like ultra focused on food and body, and there's a kind of physiological way that that happens, and then also like a psychological way, and then also, I don't know, you kind of get that feeling of it becomes like ingrained in your identity, it becomes something that you're praised for, it becomes something that like you almost hold on to. And so I was just thinking today about all of these things, and I know this isn't like a tips heavy episode or anything, but I just wanted to put that out in the world, because I was thinking about this episode that I listened to, and I was thinking about how we're so set on putting things into disordered versus eating disorder, and there are pros and cons to that, and I do get it, but I think my point is I just wanted to like really make sure that you know that if you've ever felt like, oh, well, you know, I have a bit of like disordered stuff and I'm a bit weird with food and whatever, but like it's not an eating disorder. I think I would just say, like, it's not really up to anyone else what you're struggling with. And actually, you know, I have clients who are, you know, I have a client right now who's in their 60s. And she struggled with just disordered eating for like 35 years, or let me think, from when she was like 15. So that's like 45 years. Wow, right? Like 45 years, she's just struggled with disordered eating. And she's never got help for it, because she's like, oh, like I'm just dieting and like all my friends are dieting too, like whatever, right? But like, and then for her, like, she also viewed it as like, oh, I'm just dieting to stay slim, right? Stay slim and trim, and it's what I do and it's healthy for me. But actually, below the surface is like a lot of stuff. And of course there is, right? Makes sense. So yeah, just wanted to make that. And also, you can struggle with disordered eating for 6 months. That's also, you still need help as well. So yeah, just wanted to put that out into the world if you're thinking, oh my God, I keep seeing these like, disordered eating versus EDs, or like eating disorders, or like dieting gone wrong, or stuff like that. So I just wanted to voice that out in the world, because I'm sure that you have had similar thoughts about this if you think about this kind of stuff. And also to plug the podcast that I listened to, because it was really fabulous. And like I said, I know this wasn't tips heavy, but I do sometimes think that it's nice to have a podcast episode that's just like someone chatting to you. So yeah, I mean, I think I'll round off the episode here. I think I'm going to plug, I have a blog post that's kind of new on the website, and it's titled like 10 signs you have disordered eating and what to do about each of them. So, or like how to solve disordered eating or something. So I'm going to plug that in the show notes so you can take a look. Probably if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know you have some kind of thingy-majiggy going on with food. So, you know, it might just be helpful to read it to validate yourself. And whenever you're ready, you can reach out to someone, someone like me, for help. Or like there's really great books available, or yeah, books. You know, I always love the Intuitive Eating book. I love the 8 Keys to Eating Disorder Recovery by Carolyn Costine. I'll link both of those in the show notes. And yeah, I think that's all I want to say today. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I will see you. Next episode comes out on Saturday. I know, Saturday. I will not be working. It's pre-scheduled. So don't feel too bad for me. It's pre-scheduled, but it will be with someone named Lynn. She is a friend and colleague of mine, and we talk about the difference between mindful eating and not the difference between mindful eating, the what is mindful eating and what is it not, and how mindful eating is one of these things that's been corrupted by diet culture, and actually what mindful eating is. And it's a really cool episode because Lynn is someone who really holds a lot of the same values as me. So I was really glad to have her on. And yep, she'll be, you'll hear her on Saturday morning if you want to listen to that episode when it's out. So I'll see you then. And then I will see you after the guest episode for another one with me. All right, I hope you have a really good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.